Nope.
Oh, hi, William. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Tina?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding your account. It looks like we're still having trouble processing this month's payment.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't know if something's going on with the card.
Yeah, no, I have two different cards, and I just I keep it like that because I sadly that's what I have to do with Home Advisor. They literally will take out money for leads that I didn't even get. So no, but I can definitely transfer some money onto it.
Okay.
I just I had a couple questions about the whole account thing. I mean, I haven't received any calls from any customers, and I was just wondering if do you guys need more stuff from me, or what is it going to take to, you know, get a little more flow?
Okay, so there's nothing more needed on your end. The Google listing is verified. The website's up and running. Everything is on pace. But first page placement does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, indexing, manual submissions. So we typically quote 30 to 45 days, which means that you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and do some really solid things for your business. I always tell people, William, that of course you'll see activity within your first month because we do start the programming right away. However, it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition for you.
Okay, so my only concern is, I'm fine, you know, it's 200, right, per
yeah,
month?
Yeah, 199. Yep, exactly. Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I'd be fine with that if I'm getting any flow. And so, yeah, I hear you. Maybe, yeah, so I'll wait one more month, and then hopefully I get anything. If I can't get, if I don't receive anything, then I'm just go ahead and cancel. I am not happy with Home Advisor. It is like, it literally is, they got a lot of flow, you know what I mean? They're known everywhere, you know what I mean? They got huge reputation, and that's why I use them, but I'm not happy with them at all. That's why I'm trying you guys out, I hope to see a lot more flow. I guess I could totally understand what you're saying, so I was just hoping maybe if there's anything I need to do to make it better or anything, so that's fine. I'll go ahead and transfer that over, and then you could go ahead and deduct it after, like, give me like 20 minutes, it should be done, all right?
Okay, and I just so that we're all on the same page, you are going to transfer it into the Visa ending in 2117?
Right. I just keep that account because that's literally how I have to do this with Home Advisor.
You're smart. You know, we deal with a lot of their clients, and we hear that all the time, you know, that they're first of all, they're selling the leads to you and to everybody else out there.
Everyone.
So there's nothing
right.
And then
they said they wouldn't from the get-go. But it's what they want to play a game. I can play a game too. So
that's how they make
that.
Their
but,
money.
But,
exactly.
Right. But I'm not going to make – they're not going to be taking money from me that they didn't provide. So, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, I will take care of that right now. I'll transfer that over, and then hopefully I see some this month because I would really
you
like
absolutely
to work with
you. Will. You'll see.
Is, mm-hmm. The other thing is I am – in the middle of moving around, I'm planning to move to Rhode Island. And, but you guys would still be able to, get any customers out there, or do you guys only work in Mass?
Oh, no, we do this all over North America, United States and Canada. So when you move, just let us know of your new address and then we'll get you optimized in that area. Now, how soon are you thinking that you are going to move?
It's up in there. I am moving. I just don't know. I'm a little on the fence with it too.
Okay.
It's going to be soon, probably next month. Yeah, after this month. So, after this 1 month goes by, I'm still going to be working in Mass, you know?
Yes.
It's not going to be a transition, a drastic transition. It's going to take a bit. So, it'd probably be within a month or two, you know?
Sounds good. Okay, so yeah, just call us when that happens and we can update your profile to the new address, or if you're still taking work where you're located now, you might want to just keep it at this address because that's where the client calls will come from, you know. Now,
yeah.
One thing that you can do just because you asked, is there anything else I can do, is I saw that you went on your Google listing and you posted a 5-star review on the 7th. So yeah. Continue with that. Maybe take that email that was sent, and I can send it to you again if you like. And,
yeah.
you know, send it to some of your past and present clients, because the more reviews that you get, not only does it help you with better placement because you become more relevant to Google, but also it'll help you with a higher conversion, because obviously now a potential client will have that warm, fuzzy feeling in working with you, you know, prior to picking up the phone and calling you. Yeah, so that's the only thing on your end that you could do. Yeah, but do you want me to resend the email, or do you think you still have it?
No, please do. Please do. Sorry, it's just more recent. I got a bunch of emails in there. And then I'll get on that this month, and hopefully I can get a lot of reviews up there. The other thing is, if there any chance you can, like, make sure you process that payment, like not, like, as soon as possible. Like, I'm going to transfer this. It's probably going to take you less than 10 minutes. But the reason why I say that is because I know Angie's is trying to take out a bunch of money, and that's why I haven't put any money in it. So I'll put, I'll transfer some money into that, and then if you guys could do it, like, in the next 10 minutes, that way I don't,
Absolutely. They don't take it, and I end up
screwed over by them again.
Yeah, you know what? I have another lady, and she does the exact same thing. When she wants to pay us, she actually goes to the bank and deposits cash, and she calls me while she's at the bank. It's the funniest thing. She's like, can you process it now before someone else takes it?
Yeah. No, it's like that. I mean, it's but I'm sorry. I don't know, man. I'm sick of getting screwed over, so. They save so much money for me.
You might notify your bank to just block them from payments, because I never knew that the
You know what's messed up? I have to. Yeah. I have to keep it, because sadly, I mean, I'm trying you guys out, and hopefully it does work out. However, they do get me business. I mean, I'm very aggressive. As soon as I get a lead, I'm out there. I'm on point. I get out there, responsive, respectful,
you're actually getting stuff. That's amazing.
No, I do. I get a lot of work from them.
Good
but
for
the thing
you.
Is the problem is that, you know, if I just leave it open, they'll take let's say out of 20 leads they gave me, honestly, 10 are good leads. The rest are like either machine or people that don't even want to do work or whatever. And then I end up getting charged like whatever, 1,000, whatever it is, you know.
Horrible. I see what you're saying.
And so what I do is I keep it, I don't cancel them or put any type of, restriction on them. Because then they'll actually reach out to me once they know they can't get any money, and then they'll work with me. They'll be like, oh, okay, we'll knock down half price. And then I'm like, all right, cool, that's fair. You gave me half the lead. And then I'll pay them. I mean, I'm not trying to rob them, but I'm not getting robbed either. You know what I mean?
One complaint I hear about that company is that when they're getting bogus leads, they'll still get charged for it. And then some people tell me, oh, they're really good at crediting back. But the problem is it happens so frequently for you. It's half of them, right? So that would be almost a full-time job to stay on top of it and call them every single time, you know?
Yeah, no, it's just too much.
Yeah, you're smart that you have them reaching out to you because of the payment. That's awesome. But don't worry, put a note in here to process it in 10 minutes, so you'll be good to go. And then in the meantime,
and it's $199, right?
It is $199 to be exact. Exactly.
Okay. And the billing date is what?
The billing date is the 9th. Matter of fact, today's the 20th, so what I'll do once this processes is I'll push the next one out to January 20th. That way you won't have two payments so close together, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. I'll get on there right now. And then just please send me that email so I can go ahead and get the reviews up, all right?
Okay, absolutely. Okay, and have a great rest of your week, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy Holiday, too.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.